Robot Underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley, and this week I have Eric Rice here.
Heyo!
Which is no different than last week, and also no different than last week, Starman Michael Gaines is here.
Heyo!
Wow. Thanks!
Well, what would you like?
Thanks.
It's just been a jacked up week.
Thanks, apathetic Ed McMahon. All right. Yeah, it has been. It has been. We have some upbeat news later, I guess. But for the most part, it's been disasters after disasters, I guess.
What do you do in this situation? Do you do the bad stuff first and then end on a high note, or do you do the good stuff first and then go
bad than good, I guess.
Yeah, let's get the bad stuff.
It's been a horrible week.
Yeah. So we had, I'm sure as everyone knows by now, the explosions and the Boston Marathon. Do we have a suspect yet? Does anybody know at this point?
They say they do. It's gone back and forth because everybody is so itchy on the post button.
Yeah.
First they're like, somebody's been arrested. And everyone's like, no, they haven't. I think they do. Yeah. They don't have anybody arrested. So, you know, we got to see. But they got, they've been looking at videotape. It's just been very interesting watching everybody looking at all the footage and the pictures and
you mentioned
people on 4chan.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, you mentioned last night something about 4chan. What did they do?
Well, basically, you know, with all the photos for something that's of an event that's documented like that.
Yeah.
4chan and Reddit and all these places are just doing this, let's decipher what it is. Except, here's what actually bugs me. Over on Reddit, they said, you guys got to stop making this stuff going viral because people are taking it out of context and all that stuff. You know, stop making it go viral on like Facebook and Twitter and stuff like this. But it's like, well, yeah, but guys, you're doing this on the web in a public forum. So people can be reading this forum. So, but it's been people circling and trying to decipher. Here's a guy at the backpack. I mean, really, when you think about it, there's a lot of evidence. Lots of photos, lots of documentation, things like that.
Yeah.
So it's nice from a everybody can sort of investigate, but it's the internet, right? So everybody immediately is like,
full flag.
Let's condemn.
Yeah, or that. Oh, yeah, find the brown guy. It's got to be the brown guy.
Because that happened with the Atlanta bombing.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah, let's circle the brown guy with the backpack. Well, that kind of sucks, too, because the description – doesn't everybody you know match the description? A guy with a hat and wearing dark clothing and a backpack. I mean, yeah. Jesus, that's my uniform.
Oh, yeah, the whole Olympics thing. That guy, what is his name, Richard Jewell, who was falsely accused?
Richard DeWitt or something like that, yeah.
And I'm back.
Yeah, so he jumped out of there.
That was weird.
Yeah, there was seemed to be some lag for a second, but I don't know. Anyway. there's of course everybody's, you know, yelling the false flag stuff like immediately. Why is it that every time something like this happened with Sandy Hook, this happened with the shooting up there by you, Eric,
mm-hmm.
Mall, like all of these things, the authorities just happened to be doing a training for that very thing on that very day. Cause I heard that they were doing some kind of bomb sniffing and bomb training and whatever. The same day as this happened.
Well, first of all, you have to. This is where it gets really hard to not sound conspiratorial.
Yeah.
But first of all, you have to believe when people tell you stuff, right? So if you are taking what authorities and such are saying as truth, well, then
yeah.
Maybe it is coincident, or maybe they're just telling you that to make you feel better, like everything is not falling to pieces and the world is not, you know.
Right.
Going to hell in a handbasket. What are they supposed to say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, every response to everything is always like, well, you know, we're working on it and we'll pull together. You know, I don't mean to sound totally jaded about it, but people are like, we're just pulling together. Well, what else is there to do? I can't remember the last time everybody said, yeah, fuck it. We're going home.
Never mind.
Let's just quit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. So it's, I think
this
part of
is too hard.
Action of, making people feel good, whether or not they have been or not. Maybe they have been, or maybe they're just saying that to make you feel good.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean, that's, and then
I kind of take that approach.
You can believe what the authorities say, or you can believe what the crazy people say, or neither, I guess.
They come out in full.
Oh yeah, Alex Jones was on. I heard him on the radio last night talking about all this stuff. And some of it, you know, some of it does make you think. And you know, let's face it, the government has pulled some stuff before, so who knows? I don't really see.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Any you reason for this? You can't ever be in a position of questioning that.
Yeah.
Because the craziest of the crazy are thinking that as well.
Right. Well, so if this was try to get some gun laws passed, that didn't work.
Yeah.
We had that today.
I don't understand how that failed. I was reading from what some of the senators were saying. They're saying that the people that really want to do harm are not going to file for a background check in the first place. I was like, well, so then where's the harm in doing it?
And this was just for
somebody.
Extended background checks for what, internet and gun shows or something?
Yeah, gun shows and internet sales. It's not that, you know.
Not that crazy.
Big of a deal.
Probably have that anyway.
Right.
Well, it failed in the Senate.
It failed. And this was like the fourth or fifth bill.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 54 to 49 or something.
I think they only needed 60 or something to pass. 60.
It was close, but...
So, naturally, that's filled up everyone's Twitter screen because you've got two things. You've got really, really pissed off people on the left and really, really smug assholes on the right that are like, welcome to the system working. And then you have all the people on the left going,
oh my God, I'm going to die. They're going to kill me now. Well, nothing's changed, really. It doesn't affect me, really, one way or the other. I mean, unless someone who bought a gun at a gun show comes into my house, I guess.
Right.
And then we had a massive explosion in Texas at a fertilizer plant, I guess.
Yeah, I just heard about this. I don't know the cause, but there are a couple of reports that I read where like 60 to 70 people have been killed by the explosion and up to 100 homes were destroyed. That's just massive.
Yeah, well, fertilizer, right, as we know. And this is not suspicious, right, at this point?
It's too early to tell. Way too early to tell.
This is not a false flag yet?
I don't think so.
CNN.
Settle down, Alex.
Updated just about an hour ago or something on CNN. Explosion ripped through fertilizer plant in an area of West Texas, sending massive fireball into the sky, dozens of injuries. Hospital in nearby Waco. Now, didn't Waco actually just happen, like the anniversary?
It actually was, I think, around this time many years ago.
I thought so. More than 60 patients were received at the hospital. There's a video. We were watching this before. We'll put it in the show notes. Mike found it somewhere. Of a guy, I guess I'll say it. The guy and his kids are in a car with a video camera, and they look pretty far away from this thing.
Really far away.
As it was burning, and you just suddenly see an explosion and this fireball coming right at the car, and like the guy and the kids are freaking out. Like, get out of here, get out of here. We got to get out. Like, Daddy, get us out of here. Oh, my God, oh, my God. Like, it's just, whoa. It was just like,
geez. I just saw the headlines. I haven't seen anything about that, like, at all.
Yeah.
So.
You should check out that video. It's pretty crazy. But I can't imagine anyone who was in there would be doing anything. I don't know. They're probably not doing well.
Yeah.
To say the least. Lots of lacerations, orthopedic injuries, blast injuries.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, and the injuries from the Boston thing were terrible, too. And a lot of people, apparently, it seemed like some of them were like leg level, so they were trying to take out runners. It seemed weird.
Yeah, it's there were ball bearings in it because and nails. They wanted whoever did it was trying to use it as shrapnel. I mean, like, who does this? Yeah. Like, what goes through your head? What while you're putting this thing together? What says I'm doing the right thing?
Yeah.
It's something that I can't fathom.
I don't think that it's necessarily. If somebody is thinking of they're at war, right? And maybe it's the Call of Duty world that we grew up in where rules of engagement, there are no rules. It's winning, right? So, which makes it very interesting, a whole new generation of people who are like, rules of engagement, rules of war, what are you talking about? Winning. Winning 100%. Okay. So they need to make a bomb to make, you know, it's part of their weapons of warfare.
Well, isn't it kind of cowardly?
That's in their mind the point. Well, I mean, bombs are used in war. You know, you could say that.
Yeah,
but then again, if somebody's got it in their mind that they're on like some crusade or they're at war with somebody or whatever, no, it's tools of the trade.
But aren't there rules about civilians in war? Like, you're not supposed to.
Oh yeah, sure.
That's what this guy did. I'm not making excuses for him, obviously, because I think that what he did was terrible. I think all war is terrible, but I don't know. It's just a state of mind I can't understand. Because like, if you've got a problem, then there are a lot of other ways to deal with the problem.
Yeah,
and then of course there's lots of people that are bringing up the politics of what the U.S. does in other parts of the world.
Oh, sure.
Right. Well, we'll move on to.
I don't want to get into this. Still, killed an 8-year-old kid. I mean, that's just wrong.
Yeah.
It was his 8-year-old kid.
Which incidentally, while that does suck a little bit more, it just feels so weird when, you know, you got all this news headlines about it, and then the second they're like, oh my God, a kid got killed, run with it. It felt, and maybe it's just because I got that background, that. You know how to sell something. Man, that became plastered. Like, wow, you feel like somebody is sitting someplace going, of course, this is something that's going to sell harder. And it's a really crappy way of looking at it. But they immediately went, and that 8-year-old thing got I mean, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
And it's horrible that it's a kid, right? But it just felt so, like the switch was flicked and like, go run with it. And you just got that newsroom feel like, man, plaster that as hard. And there's a lot of people out there that you work in news and media and you know that game.
Oh, sure.
You know how to keep people reading it. And yeah. That's part of it. And maybe that's probably because I know that's how it works, that it feels so much more sleazier.
Yeah.
That it's like, well, of course.
I'm just flipping through these photos now. There's some grisly photos, man.
The thing that squicked me out more about than seeing actual photos of people with their limbs blown off was reading about they're still picking parts out of people.
Yeah.
That freaked me out a little bit more than seeing a, you know, severed body.
I haven't seen any severed things, but there's a lot of blood.
Yeah, there are some cropped ones. They're out there. And a lot of those unedited photos are just, you know.
Yeah, this is on CNN. I'm sure they didn't post the nastiest of the nasty, and I'm not going to go looking for him, so you know, that's fine.
But you just know people getting PB stuff picked out of them.
Well, when we're all wearing Google Glass, then we don't have to worry about anything. Everybody will be seen and recorded, probably. Right?
Lord. They're starting to, they're out there now. People are starting to have Google Glass.
Yeah.
And, yep, they are, the videos are coming in.
I haven't seen any of them yet. Have you?
Yeah, they're posted on Google Plus.
Are they garbage or what?
Well, they look no different than every other photo. Some of the videos don't look any different. Some of the stuff that's hands-free, yeah, a GoPro looks a little bit cleaner.
Yeah.
Again, the problem isn't behind the camera. It's in the front of the camera. So most of the stuff that you see coming out of the glass holes is going to be fine. pictures of kids and people doing all this, you know, rich guy stuff, jumping out of airplanes.
Oh, I see there's some unboxing videos, a couple of them.
Yeah.
Unboxing and cooking, and that's fine. It's stuff you could already see, right? But
yes, we didn't need that.
You know, it's like, yeah, you know what? Don't pose with them. That just kind of makes it. If you really want it to succeed, don't douche it up.
There'd be a bunch of pictures of people wearing it, looking in the mirror.
Yeah, I hated, God, I hated, like, I got an iPhone when they pretty much came out, and the one thing that immediately happened was everybody was posing with their phone.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, do not take a picture of me with my phone. I do not want to be photographed, just because it just felt so like, hey.
Looks like Scoble is going to go on a world tour to see how many places he can get kicked out of.
I told him to go to a movie. I said, go to a brand new movie and see how long that lasts.
He's going, because
what?
Yeah, no, exactly. He's going to a casino in Vegas. He's going to some Nazi headquarters to see what he can learn from the various apps he's loaded. He's going to a coffee shop in Amsterdam in the Red Light District, famous for selling pot. He's going to, where else does he say he's going? I don't know, but yeah, it looks like he's a, those are all places where you probably get thrown out.
The ultimate privilege thing, you know, and basically I commented on that thread as well. And I'm like, look, what you do starts to define this for everybody else.
Yeah, it's true.
And do not Paul Blart it. If you were a little, you know, if you were a more, I'm trying to think, we always have played the game of who is some kind of hard ass tech guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Who could be a badass and walk up to somebody and get into a little bit of a shit thing, an altercation, and it would look a little cool and they'd be willing to fight and argue and stuff like this. It's like everybody's a little bit of a puss. Right? So you would fold so hard if some cop's going to get up there. You know, I just don't know who. No.
So there's a video here of a guy riding some go-karts around.
Yeah.
A track going in circles.
You know, the same shit you see on a GoPro.
You know what I was thinking? I bought like some $10 sunglasses that have the little spy camera in them or whatever. It records supposed HD. It looks about as good as this. And they look like regular sunglasses. I mean, I could sit here and make the same thing. So we know some specs on it, right? What does it do exactly?
Well,
it records video.
Yeah, I mean, it basically is like a remote input device for your.
It doesn't do anything directly, and from what I understand, it doesn't actually have any kind of cellular transceiver on it. It's all done through your phone.
Through like Wi-Fi or something.
Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bluetooth. Yeah.
It sends the video that way, or it records it.
And for the Apple software, the GPS doesn't work.
Does it have a mini SD chip or a micro SD chip in it, or does it?
No.
It totally is an interface. It's an accessory for your phone.
Okay. Well, all right.
Also, they're saying they're forbidding users from selling loaning glass eyewear.
Okay.
I think everybody is just so scared that, first of all, there's the Google worship part of the Google Glass thing, right? So these are safe people right off the bat. Safe, nobody's going to be like, it's like you don't want to piss off a game company because you want access to the games to review. You don't want to piss off your sources, right? That's right. Why media is so pussified, is because they're like, oh, we don't want to ruin it and get cut off. Whatever. So fine. So people aren't going to do anything bold or risky or anything like that.
Right.
But the specs, and I actually lost the specs here.
Oh.
They're already gone. They like showed up on Tech Meme and like left. Like, nobody gives a shit.
Nobody cares. Yeah. So, I mean, these people paid $1,500 plus had to travel to some city, most of them.
Either like SF or LA or New York.
Mm-hmm.
Did they say how many people actually showed up and did this of the however many were picked?
No, but all the people start to feel the same when you start looking at them. Yeah. You're like, yeah, what do all these boys have in common?
And then I guess my thing is I would be like, look, I showed up, picked this thing up. I paid $1,500. Yeah, I'm doing whatever I want with it. I'm taking it apart. I'm looking in there. I'm letting you guys use it. Like, sorry.
So, yeah.
And then when I'm done, I'm going to sell it for $2,000 on eBay.
And we're going to see lots of that white privilege stuff coming.
I just don't understand Amsterdam.
What?
How do you get away with selling something to somebody for $1,600 and then, I mean, it's just like
the same way you get away with the fact that software you don't own, it's licensed.
I guess.
But it's, I don't know about that. It's physical.
Because there's a term you agree that this is the bullshit you got to deal with. Have a nice day.
I've never heard anything like that before for hardware.
It's got a 5-megapixel camera for photos, but film is in 720.
And it's kind of like a beta thing.
It contains 12 gigs of usable memory, which is synced with Google Cloud Storage, and contains 16 gig of flash memory in total. Glasses are not supported by Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, but surprisingly, the glasses are supported by Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, but not 3G. They're compatible with any Bluetooth-supported phone. The My Glass companion app, however, which enables GPS and SMS messaging, only works with Android 4.0.3.
Why would that not work on an iPhone?
I don't know.
Just GPS.
Because they made an app that only works on theirs to use it. They made sure that you can't use it. All the things with all the things. Yeah. The price is going to be ridiculous. At least for
I heard like it was supposed to be like $200 to $400 at the end of the year.
Oh, really? Mm. This is a list of the list of specs is missing one crucial thing in price. Just imagine the number is more than you can afford. Yeah, for like a couple of years, and then it's going to be we're going to see those things for like $50.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they'll be relegated to specialty apps. You know, the glass technology, Google's trying to consumer thing and might not be the thing because trying to do stuff like that for the general space is a lot harder than, like I said, nobody thinks twice about, you know, Oakley or Burton or whoever's got the augmented reality goggles. It's total purpose. It's total utility. So they have to sell the purpose of using Google Glass in a time when people don't have a lot of money, and they've got to sell against what all the early adopters are doing with it. Skydiving and going to Amsterdam. That's a marketer. If you want a marketing challenge, there's a marketing challenge for you.
I'll go pick up my Nintendo Virtual Boy as well.
Yeah. And remember, we also still kind of live in a world where people bitch about Facebook, but they also bitch about Twitter and G+ and everything else. You know, Foursquare, why would you do that? And they bitch about all of this stuff. There's a changing tone in the world. And while all these guys are busy fighting their little holy wars about, well, our network is better than... Yeah, except maybe people are just tired of networks in general. So there's that battle that's also going on as well.
Okay.
You know, so now you got to sell the glass thing on top of it when you're not busy laying fiber and sending self-driving cars to space.
Oh, they're going to be laying some fiber, Google Fiber in Utah now, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Provo. Yeah. And every time I hear Provo, Utah, the only thing I think of is Fletch.
I know. The way you said ball bearings earlier made me think of Fletch too, but that wasn't the place for the joke.
Google's bought a company out there that has fiber technology, and they're just going to make it Google Fiber. I'm like, okay, well, good for you. That's nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. Good. They put it in places where there's not a bunch of tech people because they know a bunch of people are going to glom onto it.
Well, they're putting it in Austin.
Didn't we go through this with like AOL broadband?
Maybe. We got some movie trailers out. More like, can there be any more Star Trek movie trailers?
Yeah, they're going a little overboard with those. There's the international version, and then there's like one for each country, and each one is a little different than the others. And now we have like the final U.S. trailer release.
When does this movie come out already?
May 15th.
Ugh, all right. I can stay alive for another month, probably.
The movie looks really good.
It does. It looks good.
It's funny though how people are piecing. They're trying to piece together what happens in this film based on the trailer.
Like you?
No. Like for example, there's a shot of the Enterprise falling towards a planet. We assume it's Earth, right? So now I'm seeing people say, "Oh, it must fall into the water, and that's why we see it come up from the water later." I'm like, no.
No, didn't we already see the beginning?
We already saw what that was related to. It's just people are making they're coming to conclusions based on the way the trailer was edited. Mm. And it's edited like there's a shot where Scotty says, "The ship's dead, sir. She's gone." That could be two completely different lines from two completely different parts of the film, but they put it together for the trailer to make you think that something bad is going to happen to the Enterprise.
Or maybe he's not talking about that ship. Maybe he's talking about a different ship.
Exactly, or a different ship. And like so you sort of take it for what it is, and you go, "Wow, that's pretty interesting."
Maybe they're on a different ship the way like
yeah, the ship's dead, sir. They could be talking about a Klingon ship for all I know.
Right, and maybe they'll hop on a Klingon ship at the end.
Yeah, she's gone. She could be talking about Uhura. Maybe she went for a trip to Tahiti. I don't know.
Maybe it's the blonde chick in her underwear.
But or that too, or Carol Marcus. But the point is that it's just very funny to watch people.
Yeah.
That they know exactly what's going to happen, and then they watch the movie, and they're going to be sorely disappointed.
And we still don't know if Cumberbatch is Khan or whoever.
I saw an interview with Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto where they said, the Australian premiere is in 2 weeks. We won't have to lie anymore.
Oh.
I'm thinking, well, okay, what does that mean?
Interesting.
So,
All right. Well,
Then there's this, the Man of Steel trailer.
That looks pretty good.
Looks pretty badass.
No, Eric's a big fan of this stuff.
So that's June 14th.
Okay.
No, I think the thing is the thing that's always strikes me as weird, like I'm waiting for the new Star Trek movie to come out. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the one called Boldly Go, which is basically the story about this starship named the Enterprise and some guys named Kirk and Spock. But it's totally different than the movies that are out right now. I say that because every 5 minutes it seems like every superhero franchise is being redone and rebooted. I'm like, everybody's like, holy shit, the Spider-Man is coming out. Didn't it just come out like 12 times?
Yeah.
It did. There are licensing issues with that. It's like Sam Raimi didn't want to do it. And then in order to
Batman,
keep
Batman, it's like, you know, it's like Batman. Great. Fucking Batman and Robin. And it's like,
Eric's pretty choppy right now. I don't know what he's talking about.
Really?
Yeah, we were losing you there. It sounded like your internet is being used up by everyone playing WoW at your house.
It's like Batman got rid of. Now we got the Dark Knight. Now we got the Dark Knight Returns, Rises, Return of the Dark Knight, the Dark Knight Jedi.
Don't forget Justice League.
It'll be like the Batman movie.
But the Batman. See, the problem with the Batman movies is that they started coming out in '89, and then they were plagued. They were bad after that first one.
The second one wasn't. Batman Returns
and was so, right. Well, this, I don't know, but that's arguable. But anyway, the point is that they needed to redo it. They needed to bring that franchise up to more recent standards. That's why they redid it.
And again, I've said this about comic book movies, and I think this is why you get these remakes or reboots or whatever, is that if you think in terms of comic books, how many titles are there for Superman? How many titles are there for Spider-Man? How many titles are there for Batman? There's a lot of different ones, so you know, they can get away with doing that, I guess, if you think about it like that. But most people with movies don't think about it like that. They think about it like the way Eric just said, and I did for a while too. But it's like, you know what? The Dark Knight stuff, there was like a, you know, the Dark Knight title was darker, and that's kind of where they were going, like Tim Burton was going, and then it got ridiculous with Schumacher and all that, of course. But has he worked since that movie, since he destroyed Batman? Joel Schumacher?
Not that I can remember.
I can't think of him making anything since, which serves him right. Then, you know, that even Superman got a little bit dark when they killed him in the books, and then I don't know how he came back or whatever, but this movie looks a little bit darker.
I mean, maybe a lot of TV shows too.
Yeah.
I'm like, but Superman's not this new thing, and now everyone's like, holy crap, it's all brand new. I'm like, what do you mean it's brand new?
Well,
how are we new. Brand new again?
It's brand new in the sense that, well, you have to, well, the Superman Returns came out, what was it, 2005? That didn't do so well. So they want to bring, what DC is trying to do is they're trying to do what Marvel is doing right now with the Avengers. Yeah. That you have to have all your individual movies, and then you can do the Justice League thing. So
just make a shit ton of movies over and over and over.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the last Superman, I mean, the original Superman movie came out in 78. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, this looks pretty. I like Zack Snyder's style. I like the movies he's done. Watchmen was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Sucker Punch. It was visually okay, but it felt like watching a video game, kind of, and the plot was kind of eh. But, you know, 300, not my favorite, but it was a good movie. So, sure, I'm interested to see what he does with this. I like the way he makes movies.
Mm-hmm.
And, and then, of course, we'll have Star Wars every year starting in 2015. And if you get a chance, I'll post the link to Patton Oswalt doing a filibuster, all improv. It's an outtake from Parks and Rec. He was filibustering the committee or whatever, the local government.
And that was pretty spectacular.
And for 8 minutes, he talks off the top of his head about Star Wars and what the plot should be in the next movie. And it's pretty entertaining, so. There you go. And did we hit everything, I think? How's your Bitcoin mining going?
So we were just BSing about Bitcoin the other day. So Langley and I both started working on this thing, and you got further than I did. I was trying to do it on the Mac, and apparently it just doesn't work very well. So I'm not giving up, but I'll probably do it on my Windows machine this weekend. But you got, what, 5 hashes in a couple of days, and then we didn't know how many hashes it took to do a block. It's like 2.4 million or something like that. Yeah. So it's going to do like 80 years or some ungodly number just to get one Bitcoin. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and no one will even know what that is by then. Or it'll be the currency that everyone's using.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
But I am doing some pool mining, we tried to explain this before, and I don't even know. I think we understand it more now. We've been doing a little research.
Mm-hmm.
I've Googled mining about a million times.
Yeah.
Don't even get it.
It's weird. Anyway, it's trying to figure out some massive number. Your computer does the work for you, and if you figure in 84 years when it does the math, then you get a coin. Or you can do it with a bunch of other people to try to use your processing power and combine, and then you can get a share for your work in the figuring out. So I have like 3 or 4 shares with one group and 2 with another one. So hey, if we solve a block, maybe I'll get a couple dollars. I don't know. I don't really know. It also depends on how many people are working on it. And you know, it's like if you play the lottery with a bunch of people at work and you win, then you got to split it with all those people.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sort of like that. Yeah. So good luck with that. Do we care about Samsung? No.
Samsung, they admitted that they put up fake, they paid people to put up fake reviews of their devices.
They're probably not the only one.
I'm thinking every damn company does that.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's probably how it goes. Except for Google and Apple, because everybody knows that they're...
Oh, yeah. Oh, Google can't do anything wrong.
That's right. All right. Let's get a probably... Mike, what do you got? Do your thing.
I got nothing. I'm kidding. I do World of Warcast with Eric, and I do The Hooniverse with Nicole Wakelin. I do The Infinite Loop Show with Casey Coughlin. And I do This Week in Trek with Daryl the Trek Nerd.
All right, Eric.
I'm on StarMike on Twitter. Sorry.
StarMike on Twitter. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Rice
on Twitter. I'm Eric Rice on Twitter. Yep.
I'm Langley on Twitter.
And normally with better Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on over there. I think you're using it all up with your with your gaming. I don't think we're going to start next week, but maybe in the week after. I'm not sure. I have to check. We're going to have a commercial.
Wow.
I know. So we may have to stop swearing, but we'll see.
Can you find out for us?
I think we were
surprised. That episode, yeah.
I think that was the reason we hadn't been able to get commercials was because we were swearing. And then we stopped swearing for a while. And then right when they gave us a commercial, we started swearing again. So so we'll have a we'll see. Everybody go. The more people that we have watching the show, the more money we'll make. So if we can get enough to pay for the domain, like $12, then we'll be doing better than we were the past 2 years.
Maybe we could have a Kickstarter.
Oh yeah, on an Indiegogo. I don't know if something like that.
There you go.
And we'll mention all right. your name if you would send us a dollar.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll get $34. All right, that's gonna be it then. We'll see you next week.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.